I was got on Twitter tonight. Just gonna quickly, I was gonna check Twitter and then you know go off to do some other things because I had some other things I gotta do. But of course, what always happens when you poke into Twitter real quick just to take a look at what's going on is you get sucked in and you start looking at stuff. And one of the things I came across was one of the people I follow had made a post that they were doing a tweet up. They had kind of put together their own tweet up. And this was a person actually had followed the tweet up that I had done just this last Monday, the Apollo 15 tweet up that I just did my last audio boo on. And so I retweeted it and had a quick conversation with her on Twitter. And she had mentioned that she was excited about it. And she actually had thanked me for the inspiration for this unofficial tweet up, which I thought was pretty cool. And, you know, that's what's so neat about Twitter is that you know you're doing stuff and you're not even seeing people and somehow you're affecting people in some way and so the fact that I helped inspire somebody to do their own tweet up and get involved with something you know nearby or you know that was space related, I just thought that was pretty cool. So they're putting on a tweet up. It's called the NASA Glenn tweet up, which, if I'm remembering correctly from her blog post, was a research facility in Cleveland, I believe. And they do a lot of really cool stuff. It's a really big facility. And she also mentioned something about them having some type of zero-G facility on site. And I'm really curious about that. I don't know if that means that they actually do zero-G, like, on Earth, because I didn't think that there was any possible way to do that other than, you know, going up in the zero-G planes where they do the, you know, the big arcs up in the sky where they simulate weightlessness for a very brief period of time, like 30 seconds. So anyway, should be interesting. I'll definitely follow her tweet up, and I'd go if I lived a little closer, but Cleveland's a... well, that's a long flight away for me, so won't be able to make that. But if I was closer, I'd go. And curious to see if she can get some traction. Other people following her, I'll definitely you know help out in promoting it on Twitter, just as she was you know helped out in promoting my Apollo 15 tweet up. And again, people you never even have met in person, and you know you're able to develop these relationships with them online, and you know it's just really cool. And it all goes back to the NASA tweet up, which really is you know such a life-changing event, and how it you know, I mean for me, NASA tweet up happened a year ago, and I feel you know like even more connected now than I did then during the tweet up. It's just like it continues to grow and blossom, and so many people are, you know, so enthusiastic about space flight. And it's definitely, NASA has definitely done a great job and, you know, achieving what they set out to do with the tweet ups, because they're definitely getting the message out. I mean, people are definitely, getting enthusiastic about spaceflight again, and which is really odd since you know we're coming to the end of the shuttle program, and it just seems like there's so much pent up enthusiasm, you know, for the space program. Who knows what's going to happen here in the future? But hey, we got SpaceX and different companies like that doing commercial spaceflight, and something's going to happen. I mean, just keep pushing forward and you know, everything that the excitement that NASA tweet up has brought to the table for so many people here, you know, that's got to spill over into some things too. And, you know, however we can impact the future of spaceflight and, you know, it's going to happen. Things will happen in some way. I mean, anyway, I'm starting to ramble now, getting off topic, but, anyway, that's my boo. Just sharing some thoughts, on a Wednesday evening before getting ready for bed. So talk to you soon. I'm enjoying the Boo, the audio Boo service. It's pretty cool. A lot of people in the UK on it. It seems to be mostly UK-based. Hopefully we'll see it spread over into the US, because it's definitely a very good form of podcasting. I've done a lot of podcasting before, and I really like this particular format. So anyway, my 5-minute limit is almost here, so I got to end it. See y'all later. Bye.